From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Mark Simpson. In for Nicole Creston, it's 5:45. The head of Florida's prison system resigned yesterday. Department of Corrections Chief Edwin Buss's departure is the latest in a month-long shakeup of top officials in the state government, including members of Governor Rick Scott's staff. So what does it mean for Governor Scott and the state of Florida? Orlando Sentinel columnist Mike Thomas is here to talk about that. Well, you know, Governor Scott met with the editorial board of the Orlando Sentinel last week. Did you talk at all about the issue at the Department of Corrections or get any hint that there was unsatisfaction and a resignation was coming?
No, we had no idea that was coming. I think that was kind of a surprise to everybody. This was supposed to be one of his top hires to oversee one of his main, you know, initiatives to privatize prisons, and to see him bolting after 7 or 8 months is pretty surprising.
Do you look into this, though, as a broader pattern of people shifting in top positions in Tallahassee? We've had Governor Rick Scott shuffling around top officials within the governor's office lately.
Yeah, I think he's finding running a state's a little more complicated than running a hospital chain. There's a lot more public scrutiny. He's decided that he needs some Tallahassee insiders to help him navigate, and so he's brought in some veterans, and they're helping him, you know, open his relations with the press and get out more and explain his policies more, and generally trying to be more likable.
Well, on that issue of policies, this week in particular, headlines have been filled with Governor Scott's plan to try and change the way tenure is handled at state universities and colleges. Did that come up in the discussion with Governor Scott?
No, that again was a new one. Basically, they're looking at implementing similar reforms that we've seen in public schools in the university system. And boy, that is really complicated. I mean, in public schools, we all agree kids need to know algebra, kids need to read, kids need to know the basics of science, and so you can test them and measure them. But I mean, what do you do in a university, you know, with literature majors and philosophy majors and engineering? And so, you know, creating that sort of measuring stick for universities it'd be very complicated.
You get a sense there could be a lot of pushback for that.
Oh, I think there would be a lot of pushback. I think the universities would rebel at the, just like they're doing in Texas. They want no part of that.
You know, Governor Scott, as you mentioned, has been making a strong public relations push, giving many interviews, trying to engage the press. When he was meeting with the Orlando Sentinel editorial board last week, what sense of the man did you get when he was there?
You know, I thought he did pretty well. He's very much at ease. He's very sure of himself. He has his policies and his ideological perspective, and that's where he's going. You know, he's doing what he campaigned on, and that's kind of surprising to a lot of people. But, you know, he kind of dodges and weaves like a lot of politicians. He kind of brushes aside some things like, you know, he'll be against regulation. And you go, well, gee, what about auto mechanics? And then, you know, it's hard for him even to acknowledge that, you know, something as basic as that might need a little government oversight.
I wonder about that, because I've had a chance to hear some of these interviews, and in a lot of them, though, I mean, it does sound like he's stumping on talking points. And, you know, I've talked to a number of governors, Charlie Crist, Governor Jeb Bush, and you can tell when there's wheels turning and there's, you know, definitely some consideration given when responding to questions. Did you get that sense with Governor Scott?
No, When you talk to Jeb Bush, there's just such a depth of policy knowledge, and he just loves to go off on issues and get into the details. Charlie Crist was a little more vacuous, to say, and then of the two, I would say Rick Scott's a more focused version of Charlie Crist than he is closer to Jeb Bush. But, you know, he doesn't want to get bogged down in details of specific policies. He's got a general view of the world, and he wants to fit all his policies in that view.
That's Orlando Sentinel columnist Mike Thomas. You can hear him each week at this time. To hear previous conversations and sign up for the weekly podcast, visit WMFE.org/Thomas. This is 90.7.